855-905-8255. Bonjour, Marie.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, Marie. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I have, a little bit of a conflict going on with my boyfriend. The other night we were ordering takeout, and I gave him my credit card to go pick it up. And he forgot to get a receipt when he came back, so I just looked it up on my charges just to see what the total was. Mm-hmm. And I noticed there was a second charge at the gas station. And I was like, oh, did you get something at the gas station? And he was like, no. And then I was like, well, that's weird. How would someone get my card? So eventually he admitted that he bought cigarettes at the gas station, but he had lied about it. And I know he's been trying to quit for like a year, but I just don't know why he would lie about it. And it kind of made me nervous. Like, is that a red flag? Should I be concerned?
Well, before we answer, tell me, how did that make you feel?
I felt like kind of betrayed.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been together?
We dated like a decade ago, and we recently got reconnected. So we've been together maybe like 3 months.
Okay. Besides the credit card and the cigarettes, is he a good boyfriend?
I mean, yeah, he's very sweet. He's very loving and affectionate, and yeah, I mean, everything else is really good, but this is making me wonder, like, is there another side to him that I don't know about?
So, it seems to me that maybe holding a grudge for such a thing that, honestly, addiction to cigarettes is a real addiction. You know, it's not like he bought, some cocaine or crack or stuff like that. We're talking about a cigarette with your credit card, but it's, I feel you're talking about him like he was a 16-year-old son of yours and not your boyfriend. And that confusion would lead me to tell you to let it go. Just don't give him your credit card anymore, but relax. Now, I feel you're kind of looking for any red flags. This is not one of them. It's just an addiction, and it's a tough one, and we have to respect it. So my advice is give him one break. I would just say don't do it again. That was disappointing. But listen, I understand the addiction of tobacco. And, just don't do it because of my credit card. Do it with yours.
Yeah, that's fair. I think you're right. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. And he said he was embarrassed because it's, not something that he wants to be doing. And he couldn't really stop himself. So
we got to show the love. And I'm all about, the law when it's about the cheating things. But this is about something that has nothing to do with the romance. So let's give him a break. Let's show him support and love, okay?
Thanks a lot, Simon.
You're welcome, Marie. Good luck to you and have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
There is one big red flag in every relationship that we have that we have to watch and immediately, see it for what it is. The word control, being controlling. So let's talk about being controlling, what it means in a relationship next.